2 days ago, I shared a cab from the Marble Palace of Intellectual Property, that is the WIPO headquarters in Geneva, World Intellectual Property Organization, to the airport, with a Brussels lobbyist for the film industry. And when he looked at the program flyer for The Wizards of Oz 3, he remarked, "Everything free." And I could sense both an exclamation mark and a question mark at the end of his statement. He might be skeptical, understandably, from the perspective of the industry that he represents. But yes, he is right. Everything in the realm of knowledge is there in free. Software, music, networks, scientific literature, standards, encyclopedias, hardware designs, yes, movies too. Anything one can imagine. I consciously said in free and not for free, but I guess the difference between free beer and free speech is something I don't have to elaborate before this audience. All these products of the mind also exist in proprietary forms, but that is of little concern to us in the upcoming 4, or actually 5 days if you count the workshop on Monday. It is not novel, it is not useful, it is not engaging, it is no fun. And we have come together, first and most of all, to have some fun. Now, when I say we, I mean a wide variety of freedom-loving people. They might be working on the human genome, or on computer operating systems, on archiving computer games, or on wireless protocols that mesh up the town, or on teaching children, or on making movies. One would think that this multitude of specialists wouldn't have much to talk about together. But we do have one thing in common. We cherish freedom in our work, in collaborating with others, and in our lives. One might ask, not many people would say no to freedom, but what freedom do you mean? Without wanting to open up a huge philosophical topic, ages old, I would like to suggest an ad hoc definition. The freedom that we mean is the freedom to learn from each other's works, to adapt them to our own needs, to modify them, to improve them, and to teach them to others. Free software fits that definition perfectly. The complete corpus of knowledge in this field can be freely accessed, modified, and shared, and it's all available on the internet. In other fields, we are getting there. I'm aware that there will be people in the audience who would refuse to be subsumed under an anti-proprietarian we. And likely there are others who sympathize but still feel uncomfortable to embrace freedom fully, who may have doubts as to whether it's a sustainable model. To those of you and to all the world who cares to listen, the upcoming days will offer a cornucopia of real-life experiences. Yes, there will be our share of crystal ball gazing as well, but it is not a gathering of utopians and idealists. The projects you will be hearing about are grounded in everyday practice. And then up in the sky, WIPO is setting new rules. The WIPO meeting that ended yesterday was interesting for 2 reasons. First, the treaty, which is the so-called casting treaty that is supposed to give broadcasters, cablecasters, and webcasters special rights to their broadcasts on top of the copyrights on the material contained in them. This treaty divides industries. The broadcasters want the additional rights, it's their initiative, but they don't want the webcasters to get the same rights. The movie industry is sort of undecided, that's what I learned on that cab drive. And they're basically not interested. And my taxi companion was suggesting to support the webcasters whose position the broadcasters are not likely to accept, which would lead to the whole treaty to fail. But more important, the meeting was interesting because for the first time, the civil society coalition was present in numbers and speaking in the plenary on equal terms with the accredited industry associations. This is largely the work of James Love from the Consumers Project on Technology. And he was very successful in drawing in other NGO people into understanding that even WIPO is a platform where we as NGO people, as academicians, as business people, can act and have our say and have some influence. Larry Lessig, in his afterword to Free Culture, suggests two paths to freedom. One is what we can do on our own. This is, of course, licensing our own property, our own works. If it's software under the GPL or other software licenses, if it's content under the Creative Commons license. The second path is things that need changes in the law. And for this path, becoming operational on WIPO level is crucial. If we start to try to influence legislation only when it comes down to the European case, to the European Union level, and then to the national level of implementation, it is way too late. Everything has been decided on the previous, pretty much everything has been decided on the previous levels already. If there are still some skeptics among you concerning freedom, this is not a church event. It is not about believing in freedom, but in rational argumentation, in thinking up the best ways of doing things, in thinking up the best society we all would like to live in. So I would close by making three remarks. Freedom works for very practical reasons of flexibility and long-term sustainability. And for large-scale collaboration, it's an essential feature anyway. It couldn't be done otherwise. Freedom pays. It creates value, and it also earns and saves money, yes. Not that money is the only thing that makes the world go round, but in the society we live in now, it is sort of important. Therefore, at The Wizards of Oz 3, we explicitly address the question of how to make a living with free software and free culture. A constructive suggestion for a more equitable and more well-balanced system of copyright management and of media economy will be suggested on one of our sessions, and this suggestion will also be written up in a statement that will be issued to the European Commission. And thirdly, freedom is a value in itself. I simply refuse to believe that all of us are driven by greed, egotism, secrecy, or the wish to control other people's minds. I do think that people inherently want to share and want to have their own creations appreciated by as many people as possible. Freedom has something to show for itself, and that's what The Wizards of Oz is all about. Thank you.